this didn't take 3 hours to do. This took 15 minutes, and there's cost, you know, right there, right off the jump.
This is the Self Storage Podcast, where we share the knowledge and skills from the industry's leading investors, developers, and operators to help you launch and grow your self storage business. Your host, Scott Myers, over the past 18 years has acquired, developed, converted, and syndicated nearly 5 million square feet of self storage nationwide. With the help of his incredible team at selfstorageinvesting.com, who has helped thousands of people achieve greatness in self-storage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Self-Storage Podcast. I am your host, Scott Myers. And on this week's episode, we have Bob and Jacob from Notify. Now, these two fine gentlemen, and I mean fine gentlemen, because they were so kind as to give my wife and I a lift from the airport in a brand new Cybertruck in Las Vegas for the Inside Self-Storage World Expo. And we got to chatting. I mean, first of all, Master Marketers, what a great way to introduce their new offering to the self-storage marketplace. But we had an opportunity then, of course, by design, to then they had us captive to talk about their offering and what they're doing in the space. So these guys have an incredible story, an incredible product that they're introducing to the self-storage industry. And so I wanted to have them on. So Bob, Jacob, welcome to the show.
Yep. Thanks for having us, Scott. And appreciate you letting us keep you captive in the Cybertruck for 15 minutes. And
well, the pleasure was ours. The pleasure was ours. So, Jacob, Bob, whoever wants to take this, before we dive into the details of your offering, let's pretend that we just have a 5 minute ride back from the airport over to Caesars Forum where the show is, and give us an overview for Storage Nation as to what Notify does for the industry and how you work with self storage facility operators to improve their operations on the back end.
Yeah. So, Where we kind of fit into the overall operation and help out is essentially like where your, you know, property management system like a Storable or something leaves off with like managing the, you know, your rentals and your unit information, tenant stuff, all of that. We kind of pick up where that all leaves off, really on the boots on the ground operations side. So you have a single site or a portfolio of sites. You've got, you know, gates and locks and units, and maybe you even have like elevator systems if you have, you know, facilities, you know, inside, and all of this equipment, assets, all these things that are incredibly important to, you know, having a highly functioning site or facility. That all needs to be maintained, right? And maybe right now you're doing it, like if you're like some of our clients, how they were doing it before, it's a spreadsheet or text messages, phone calls, you know, maybe you have a call center responding to some of those issues. We come in and help you basically take all of those various aspects that go into the physical maintenance and facility operations that you need to track, like that you're assigning to your boots on the grounds, like maintenance technicians, and provide a single place for you to track those tasks, that work. Schedule preventative maintenance, and then also, you know, from that, you know, and once you have all of that kind of operation built up in Notify, and people you're starting to collect that information and data, we can highlight areas where you can improve your operation. Maybe that's like something like, hey, this gate has broken down 5 times over the last year. You know, if you have 20 properties, you might not recognize that gate is a single, you know, a recurring failure. You might just keep dumping money into it, right? So we can tell you, hey, this gate has broken 5 times. You spent, you know, $7,000 on it. Maybe you should get it replaced versus continuing to, you know, put more money into it. So once you have like this foundation of a facility operation built out within our system, then we'll help you provide insight into how you can improve the operation as well.
Let's talk about, how about we continue the conversation for Storage Nation here to talk a little bit more about, first of all, I would say maybe a different way that most people get into the storage business or different than most, how you two landed in the self-storage business with your offering. Give a little bit of background on yourselves, and then, let's dive into what you have for us here today.
Sure. Yeah. So I can kind of take give an overview of just sort of my background and then where kind of the inception of Notify came from, and then really how that led us into this, the storage business overall. So just, I guess, taking it way back. So I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, along with Bob. And I actually grew up kind of in the restaurant industry. So my parents still to this day run a small German Wisconsin kind of supper club in Milwaukee. And, you know, kind of growing up in that industry, and I was also kind of a nerd, just sort of obsessed over technology and sort of all the, you know, technological change happening in the early 2000s. But what I saw was, you know, all these industries being transformed by technology, right? All these internet businesses coming online, and some kind of incredible innovations happening. But for my own day-to-day life and for, you know, my parents' day-to-day and everybody I worked with and where we spent most of our time, there really wasn't much kind of changing. There wasn't a lot of that innovation trickling over to, you know, sort of the real world here. So my interest is kind of always in finding this overlap of one, like providing value, creating things where, you know, where we spend most of our time, which is kind of in the workplace, you know, trying to create efficiencies and create value in that space. And then also in the space of, you know, industries where I felt like technology was overlooking something. So, you know, whether that's the restaurant industry there, or now where we've kind of found ourselves in the facility space, it's sort of the same story. So I think that sweet spot, I've always kind of had an eye out for those types of problems and building solutions in that space. That's what I'm passionate about. Kind of where, I guess, like taking that and fast forward to actually back at UW-Madison, where myself and my co-founder Dan went to school. How we got into the facilities world, we basically were at the time trying to solve a relatively simple problem, which is, you know, we were noticing like issues popping up around campus, whether that's like a shower head not working right in the dorm room, or a piece of gym equipment being broken, or a clogged toilet, whatever it might be, right? And at the time we were thinking, hey, like we all have phones in our pockets now. There are problems we're seeing. There should be a really easy way to connect this problem with somebody who actually wants to take care of it, wants to know about it. And maybe we can, you know, kind of cut some time out of like how often these types of issues are being experienced. So we came up with the idea of sort of mapping out the campus facilities and generating unique QR codes for different spaces and or like a piece of equipment, whatever it might be, kind of tagging those with unique QR codes. So if you had that same problem, 20th floor dorm room showers not working, you just pull out your phone, you scan the QR code, it knows where you are and then the types of issues you might be having, and then you can press a button and it will route it to, you know, Bob, who's over on the facilities team, who wants to know about that and will take care of it. So that was the initial kind of purview into facilities operations, and I can kind of talk about like how we came from there to, you know, where we are here today in self-storage, but maybe I'll let Bob introduce himself first here.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having us, Scott. So like I said, I'm also from Milwaukee, similar background, restaurant, family has a bar. Very used to kind of the, day-to-day, you know, cleaning kind of grittiness of, the stuff that no one really wants to do, that is part of what makes keep the lights on, you know, what brings people back in and has a good experience. So, facility is a part of that. Yeah.
Well, we chatted about, how you took that experience and parlayed that into working with, YMCAs. And that's, really where the parallels, kind of, you know, in your mind, we're very similar, not only to other industries, but from a maintenance standpoint and just standard operating procedures that you saw in the self-storage industry as well. Let's just talk about those parallels and then what led you to self-storage from the YMCA.
Yeah. So kind of, fast forwarding after that, that solving that kind of problem around connecting these issues in real time in the facilities to the people who would take care of them, you know, with the QR codes. what we kind of did from there, you know, after sort of establishing a foothold and solving that problem, we just started having, you know, probably thousands of conversations between myself and two co-founders and Bob with folks in facilities, you know, whether facility directors, maintenance technicians, custodial teams, anyone we could talk to about the way they run their facilities and the types of problems and, you know, that they're experiencing in their day to day. And what we discovered is that, you know, while this issue reporting flow is, you know, it's a good problem to solve, it is, you know, actually creating some value here. The much larger problem is that, you know, even in there like 2018, but you fast forward to 2024, and we have a few million people working to basically keep the lights on, maintain, and keep things really functioning well with regards to our physical infrastructure and facilities. And all these people are, you know, basically using spreadsheets, paper, maybe some legacy systems to do that. So, you know, we thought we could do a lot better. Like we think we could, that people, you know, with responsible for such a kind of critical role in our society should have beautiful, intuitive, well-functioning software that helps them do their jobs better. And so that's really where we took this initial kind of seed of an idea and created Notify and turned it into really a software solution for, you know, helping manage all of the aspects that go into maintaining, you know, beautiful facilities and helping them function well. So to your point, Scott, you know, we were working with, we started kind of in the like YMCA, so fitness centers, manufacturing companies like Staples, even sports stadiums, you know, the Grizzlies, and all of these, they're kind of different industries, but at the end of the day, there's this kind of core essence of there are facilities that need to be maintained. And right now there isn't a good way for those teams to do that or an easy way for them to track all of the, you know, preventative maintenance work, all of their assets, you know, all the like escalating issues, that those kinds of things, was being done very manually. So we kind of took those industries and introduced our platform there and helped the maintenance teams, you know, in those areas really, you know, improve their operations. So that was kind of where we got started. And then a couple of years ago, I think roughly, is when we were introduced to the self-storage industry. And that was via one of our customers, who's still an awesome customer today, called Otter Self Storage. And, you know, they came to us, they were really trying to kind of really pushing the boundaries and pushing on the bleeding edge of what could be done through remotely managed facility operations. So they had, you know, they have like 30 or 40 properties and sites, and they were had a bunch of kind of a confluence of in-house systems that they had built, as well as using, you know, spreadsheets, a call center, you know, emails, all this stuff for tracking, like responding to issue escalations and tracking kind of day-to-day like maintenance operations at all their sites. But they were running up against, you know, the challenges that come with not having kind of a unified approach to that. So, you know, just there are things like work that is supposed to be getting done on a regular basis might not be getting done. There's not really a good level of accountability if you're doing that on pen and paper, right? If you're trying to, you know, if you're a central operator with 40 facilities and you want to make sure all of them are maintained to your standard, it's really hard to do that using paper or even spreadsheets. Escalating issues on site, if a gate breaks, right? Or there's an issue with the door, that kind of stuff. How does that get escalated? So they'd have a call center, but then like what happens after that? How does it go to the boots on the ground, and how do you make sure that piece gets actually done? So that's where they came to us, and you know, we started working with them. We said, you know, we've done this for sports stadiums, YMCAs, manufacturing plants, like helped solve these types of problems in those spaces. There's a unique layer to self-storage that is relevant, and you know, you can't just like copy paste over here, but we have a kind of a foundation of this, you know, facility operations system that we've built out that we thought could be helpful, and they thought could be helpful to them. So, you know, we worked a pilot out with them across, I think it was about 5 facilities or so, and really built out some of these workflows that I was talking about around, like, you know, weekly check-ins to perform, like checking the gates, checking all the units to make sure they match what they had in storage, which they're using for, you know, the property management system, and then building out like site audits and things like that for them. And so we ran that at their like a set of 5 locations, and you know, pretty quickly after that expanded out to the rest of their portfolio. And like I said, today they're still one of a great company or a great customer that we've been working with for a while now. And that was our kind of initial purview into self-storage. And you know, since then we've built things very specifically for self-storage, informed by them, informed by, you know, all the conversations we've had since then and our other customers in the space too.
Well, you know, as we discussed in the truck, on the way back, I'm a visual guy, and I love dashboards. And I think we tend, it doesn't matter what the industry is, I think business owners tend to create unknowingly and without a plan to, we create multiple silos and spreadsheets for all these different pieces and parts of the operations. And then we're trying to find all these spreadsheets. And so, you know, if we have one dashboard, one place, if you will, for all those other things that you had just mentioned, and a way to be able to, you know, notify us, which is what you do, the name of the company, obviously, you know, that's obviously helpful. But I'd like to take a step back and, you know, Bob, let's talk about those folks that maybe don't think about that, or they think they've got it covered. You know, what are maybe the misconceptions when you're talking with a self-storage facility owner that may not be technologically savvy, or maybe haven't taken a deep dive into their organization, you know, holistically, to point out to them that they have this this blind spot, or that they've got it covered. Does that make sense? You know, how do you then pitch this to them to when they think they've already got it covered, to show them, oh, well, you may not, and here's how we can help?
Yeah, I think the first things first is having something that can tell you exactly what you're looking for, that you have with all your spreadsheets that you build out over years, that has that visibility into what you're spending, or into you know, where you're going with your facility, where you're putting your money, where you need to maybe update some things. But having it in a laid out, easy to use platform that has that visibility into everything. I think, you know, a lot of the times in the conversations I've had going to these shows over the last, you know, year and a half is a lot of market education. I think a lot of folks, you know, what they have is what they have, and they don't necessarily know that they maybe can update and have a better tool that can save money where they didn't think that they could save. And so a lot of it is in terms of like, well, I didn't know that I needed that because I've never had it. I've never thought about it a different way. That's kind of what I've found over the last, you know, since we got into it.
So Jacob, you know, you guys are coming into the industry, as you know, at a really good time, because we're at an impasse, but we're at a unique time right now where we can only reduce so many expenses by so much. Everybody's beaten down every area, and our two highest line item expenses are payroll and property taxes. And we all know about taxes, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do there. And on the payroll side, you know, everybody's looking at technology in many different ways to reduce the payroll hours, not to eliminate people. And there's always this fear of AI, and can we use it? How much do we use it? And what do we lose as a result of that? But is that effectively, how can we be just more efficient? And as we go to remote management, you know, that does mean more procedures and processes. You know, as we talk about Michael Gerber and his book, The E-Myth, you know, systems run the business, and we manage and tweak the system. And the better that we can get at that, where the owners can, you know, and higher level management can work on the business rather than in the business, you know, this is a perfect time for your services and what you offer to come in. So, you know, what does that look like? Give us a snapshot right now of how you're working with people, and what do you see over the next 1-2 years as remote management is going to be a must, not just something that some people choose, but really a must in our industry.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why, like, you know, just the conversations at ISS were really encouraging, because I don't think we've seen over the last year. I think this was really a shift over maybe like the last 6 months. Like the level of focus on creating standardized facility operations related kind of procedures and putting that kind of stuff in place had a ton of attention at the event. Actually, I went to a table talk by David Alexander from Janus, and he's really focused on this as well. And his table was overflowing consistently, like session after session, with people really interested in this particular problem. And, you know, talking about all the things that we've been talking about for years related to, you know, creating a high functioning facility operation. So, you know, that was really encouraging. I think like that is like, and to your point, Scott, you know, the overall kind of market conditions, the dynamics are kind of pushing people in the direction of like these types of solutions and having these conversations. And those are the kind of problems, you know, like we are excited about solving. So for a storage operator who is currently, you know, trying to wrap their head around all of this stuff, there's like dozens or hundreds of different of activities from a maintenance operations perspective that need to occur throughout the year, maybe thousands, right? Whether that's like, you know, things breaking down or just like greasing the doors of a gate, you know, to make sure that it's working properly, right? Like all of these things are like very easy to forget, but could eventually cause big problems if they're overlooked long enough. And I think that, you know, as we're looking for ways to, you know, squeeze out like more operational efficiency and really, you know, it's cliche, but the do more with less thing. Those little things really add up and they have a big impact ultimately on how effective your operation is. So having that centralized source of truth for, you know, this is how we do things. These are the recurring maintenance tasks that need to happen every week, every month, every quarter, every year. You know, that's where we come in and help our clients kind of build that out and then, you know, automate it and put systems in place where they can be confident and secure that they don't have to worry about the broken gate, the squeaky, you know, like the gate not getting greased up or the elevator maintenance being missed or the fire extinguisher checks being, you know, not done properly because they've built out the foundation and now they just have to execute it. And if it's not executed properly, you know, we'll let you know, our system will let you know that, hey, this was missed. So it's both kind of like removing that liability and the kind of worry in the back of your mind that there's something missing. And then also helping your teams be effective in executing the maintenance and facility strategy that you're, you know, looking to have across your sites.
So as we grow our own companies and our organization, when we bring new folks in and they join our company and new staff members, we really slow roll them in the beginning and have them sit with different people so they can understand. And these are folks that, you know, primarily they've got experience in our industry or very similar, but regardless, in or out of the industry, we want them to observe. But then before we, you know, indoctrinate them into our culture and show them all of our processes, we take a long time to step back and then ask them questions about what is it that you see in areas. Let's do that again. What areas do you see in our organization that are where there's room for improvement and where some of these procedures can be changed, or what opportunities do you see in our own industry that maybe, you know, we haven't seen? And same thing for this podcast, guys. I'll ask this of both of you. We tend to bring folks into our podcast and on this podcast that are veterans in the industry to share their experiences and lifelong lessons. But I love it. I like it even more when we have two folks that are not industry insiders that are bringing a piece to the marketplace because they saw an opportunity in it. But what else do you see? You know, are there some other opportunities that maybe the industry hasn't seen? Or do you see some trends that are going to be big in our industry that maybe have been untapped or around the corner, or maybe even some things that you're working on, whether you want to divulge that or not? But, you know, what do you see as outsiders coming in from a tech perspective that are some true opportunities in our industry that maybe the rest of us haven't seen yet?
Yeah. I think, you know, something that, again, was really exciting for us at ISS was just the number of potential partners and other technology players in the industry who are coming up with solutions to, you know, a whole assortment of problems that, you know, exist in the self-storage space. You know, of course, we've seen some innovative locks from, like, I think is KISS, Keep It Simple Storage, who had the NFC kind of locks, and there's other kind of smart locks out there. There was things around, like, kiosks for greeting, you know, guests at, you know, your properties. Had some great conversations with some of the property management systems like Storable and Tenant.dev. And so I think where, you know, what we're seeing here is the initial stages of an ecosystem specifically for storage around this technology ecosystem. And what you're going to see, what you've seen, like my background is from kind of the like ticketing CRM space, Zendesk, Salesforce, those types of products. And you have these really comprehensive marketplace ecosystems where all of these applications are talking to each other. And ultimately, the benefit then for you as the, you know, self, the storage owner and operator is you get the best of, you know, the best kiosk, the best lock solution, the best property management solution for you, the best facility operation solution for you. And all of these are talking to each other in one place that you can use seamlessly. So you can plug and play these different things in and create the operation that, you know, works best for you. So rather than there be like one kind of winner takes all player that does everything and that's the only thing you use, I think like you see in most kind of developed ecosystems, you're going to have that in self-storage where all of these really great technologies are going to talk to each other and create a pretty incredible, you know, stack for you.
Man, I hope so, because, you know, if I were ever voted to be supreme ruler of the universe, everything would be able to talk to each other. No more proprietary anything from, you know, my Apple products to my plumbing projects at home or hardware projects. You know, everything should be able to integrate instead of being on a platform or a system. There's no reason why the aisles at Lowe's and Menards and Home Depot need to be as expansive as they are, for crying out loud. But that being said, and you're right, Jacob, there's some cool tech coming out, but not all of it has an ROI. You know, some of it is being built just to be built, and it looks cool, looks sexy, but it doesn't mean that there's an ROI for the owner. You know, some of those that you mentioned, we've looked at, and it's just like, wow, the benefit, you know, I don't think that pencils out in terms of getting higher rental rates or a bonus, you know, a bump on the sale price to the next operator coming along, because it doesn't pencil out, you know, from an NOI standpoint. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, Bob. What does, give us an idea or maybe share some case studies of how the solutions that you're providing at Notify have been, you know, produced an ROI in savings of time, you know, more money coming in the door as a result of the solutions you put in place, maybe reducing man hours. I know that's not popular, but at the end of the day, that's what we just talked about. You know, how have your systems and solutions provided a direct ROI to the customers that are on your platform?
Yeah, I think, you know, something that comes to mind is from our first customer, Outer Storage, having visibility into locations that don't have, you know, people there all the time, where it's you need to send someone there to service something, to go fix a gate, to go fix a unit, to go flip a unit to make sure it can be rentable. And just kind of trusting maybe folks that you've never met, or people that, you know, that you just kind of have to take their word for it, which is how it's always kind of been. And, you know, a scenario that happened with us is, you know, there was some remote locations that needed a lot of work done over course of some time. And, you know, they kept on getting billed for, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there. And once they brought on, you know, Notify, it was very, very quick to see that this work wasn't taking hours, but more so, you know, a handful of minutes. And right there from the jump, being able to save one, the company, you know, of bad employees or people that you wouldn't want working for your employee or for your company, and also saving costs in terms of, you know, this didn't take 3 hours to do. This took 15 minutes, and there's cost, you know, right there, right off the jump.
Okay, Jacob, anything else that comes to mind? Any other examples or case studies of folks you're working with where they saw an immediate impact?
Yeah, so that one is really powerful. The one Bob brought up, where, you know, that we had a team of remotely managed contractors essentially, and a handful of them were not really actually showing up to work even. And so, yeah, one of the things we implemented there was a QR code kind of powered check-in system where you could be certain that people were coming on site performing the tasks that, you know, you had laid out for them. And, you know, our client in this case noticed that these things weren't happening actually at the cadence that they were being told. So they were basically able to, you know, have some new employees and have people actually take on more facilities because there was kind of less work than these people were letting on, and, you know, just create better, kind of a better operation there and bring in better people. So there's an accountability aspect that will certainly, an efficiency aspect that will certainly kind of provide ROI. And then, you know, the other thing is a lot of this, we were kind of talking about it a bit earlier, where there's a lot of this maintenance work, while it doesn't seem like a high priority, you know, over time it adds up, and it eventually can cause problems if it's not being done. And so, you know, rather than like if maybe spending, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, doing preventative maintenance on a gate every quarter, you know, that's something you might overlook for a while or forget about. You know, if you bring us on and you kind of have that set up and built into your system, you're remembering it, you know, you might avoid a costly failure on a gate or on an elevator or on like whatever, you know, kind of a piece of equipment or asset that should be maintained according to, you know, the manufacturer spec, or at least, you know, sometimes they're a little tight on those specs. So maybe, but at least something, some kind of regular maintenance where you can avoid both kind of like unplanned, you know, downtime or maintenance work, and also avoid like the cost of sending a vendor on site to fix something that could have been extended either in its life, you could have its lifetime extended, or avoid a failure by having that preventative maintenance work occurring. So that's another one. I'd say the third one is something that you know, Otter got a lot of value of, is there's a lot of kind of maintenance calls and issues and stuff that arise around the property that go probably maybe to a call center, right? Either in-house call center or a call center that you are contracted out with, like an XBS or something, who, you know, we had some good conversation with that ISS as well. But you might, with like giving your tenants the ability to escalate issues regarding their, you know, unit or around the property, one, could create a better experience for them. And two, you could kind of redirect or deflect some of the issues that might be taking up a lot of your call center's time, and quickly kind of narrow in on the problem and get it into the hands of the right person a lot faster. So you're reducing time, you know, for the tenant. It's easier for them to report an issue. You're reducing time from them sitting on the phone, taking up your call center's time, and then reducing the amount of time that it might take to get it actually fixed and resolved too.
You know, if I look back, and it's, gosh, we're going back to 19 years now that I've been in the self-storage industry, almost 20. And in the beginning, you know, you're hands-on with everything. You know, it's your baby, it's your hobby, it's whatever, and you understand intimately what's going on at your facility. And then after a while, depending upon how fast you grow, you may lose sight of that. And it takes a while before you then are able to hire that next level of employee, whether it be the regional manager or district manager, to take your place, to go out on the site, to do all those site audits and fill out the spreadsheets, as we talked about. So why is it important now? And I think part of it is just the speed that I see at which people are growing in the industry. But why is it so important right now for folks that are coming, new entrants to the self-storage industry, to make sure that they wrap their heads and hands around technology and how it can help them in the beginning, especially using Notify?
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, the best time to start establishing that process is like when you are in the weeds doing it, you know, when you're in that position and you are, you know, you're creating all this, you're figuring out the best way to do it the way you want it done. You want a way to transfer that knowledge and repeat it, like build a repeatable template for people that you can apply when you know, start spin up your next store and your next one and your next one. And then you can be sure that it's getting done the way you want it to be done because, you know, you built that foundation out. I think that's really relevant here. It's something we hear a lot of times, actually, just in like other clients, like the YMCA, when we're working with facility folks there. They're one of the main things that we hear is like, hey, I've been doing this for 40 years. I want a way to like pass along my legacy. I have all this knowledge in my head. I need a way to bring on the next, you know, three people who are going to take over my job and you know, have a way to show them all the stuff that, you know, I was doing and make sure that's getting done. I want to leave this legacy behind. It's kind of like the reverse here. It's like you're starting to build that foundation and legacy here as a, you know, a new owner and operator. And I think that's the best time to start developing these systems that you can then apply as you scale.
All right. Well, guys, as we end our time together, we could go on for another hour talking about ways to become more efficient and obviously how we can utilize not only your platform and Notify, but other ways to involve tech. But Bob, what would in parting, what would you say to both the new entrant as well as some of the veteran self-storage facility owners out there with regards to your offering or technology in general that they should be looking at and should be doing as a result of listening to what you guys have to offer?
Yeah, I think, over the years, technology has entered the industry in a lot of different ways, right? Security, auto payment, a lot of different ways in terms of how to have your dollar go a long way and also make your facility as safe, clean, and bring as many people in as you possibly can. And having a tool like Notify will be able to do all of that and also be able to set some direction for yourself. So if there's preventative maintenance that you need to do to stretch that dollar, or even set priorities for your remote workers of what do you want them to do first that is high priority to make sure that people want to come back and rent again. I think having a tool like Notify is something that can help you do that.
100%. I'm excited about the offering from not only listening to you guys, but doing a little deeper dive as to, you know, how we can implement this within our site. So really excited about what you guys have to offer and bringing to the marketplace. So Jacob, how do we share this with Storage Nation? What's the best way to get in touch with you and to get a demo of Notify as people are, I'm sure, chomping at the bit?
Yeah, so you can go right to notify.com and just click get a demo, fill out your information, and we'll respond to that right away. Otherwise, you can also just reach us at hello@notify.com to shoot us an email, and we'll respond to that as well.
All right, gang. And for those that are not watching and can't see Bob's sweatshirt, Notify is spelled NODAFI.com. And we will also include that in the show notes. So with that, Bob, Jacob, thanks for the ride from the airport to the center. Thanks for spending time with Storage Nation today to learn a little bit more about the Notify platform. Again, very excited about this offering because you're right. It does pick up where some of the other software pieces that are already and have been occurring in the industry leave off. So well done, guys. Way to see an opportunity and seize it. And wish you guys all the best and looking forward to having you back on again very soon.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
All right. Take care, gang. Self-Storage Nation, you have been hanging out with Bob and Jacob and myself, and we will see you on the next one. Take care.
Hey, gang. Wait, three things before you leave. First, don't forget to follow the Self-Storage Podcast and turn on your notifications so you never miss another episode. And while you're there, please leave us a 5-star review if you like the show. Second, be sure to share your favorite episodes and more via Instagram. And don't forget to tag us. And lastly, head to the links in the show description and hit follow on Twitter and Facebook to get a front row seat as we grow and scale our business and bring you along with us.